It's time for us to visit with Tony Jansen, head coach of the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn last week took on a tough Lincoln Christian team, came up on the wrong side of a 43-12 score. Coach, Lincoln Christian's one of those darn teams. They just they're pretty consistently good, and things just didn't go well apparently last week for you guys.
No, I was disappointed in some things in terms of our performance. I thought we came out flat, which is inexcusable. You know, you're only guaranteed 9 games, and hopefully you get more than that, but you're only guaranteed the 9, and so you don't want to take any of them for granted. And we just, like I said, we came out flat, and we got to figure out why that is and make sure that that doesn't happen again. Made mistakes early, put ourselves in a hole. You know, and you have to change some things when you play Christian. However, you know, it goes back to, it kind of emphasizes, I think, the important parts of the game, including being disciplined. And our lack of discipline at times really, really got exposed. And so even though, you know, you move away from playing that flex-bone defense, you go back to playing more of your base style of defense. It goes back to the idea that when you're not disciplined and if you choose to not do the things that your coach do, it's going to bite you in the backside. So the hope, obviously, is we learn from that and build from that and, just use that as a stepping board to improve as the year goes on. That's obviously the key for us right now.
Let's move on. This week, an always tough squad is Ashland Greenwood. They're 2-1 this year. I think eyebrows got raised a few weeks ago when they played Wahoo and got zipped pretty good in that game. But this may not be the powerhouse Ashland Greenwood team we've seen in recent years. But, boy, it's a pretty darn good, strong football team.
Well, they're always solid under Coach Thompson. And, yeah, you know, so with Wahoo, just being what Wahoo is right now, mm-hmm. and then Ashland replacing some parts, some things got exposed. And a lot of that game was closer than maybe it looks. There were a couple pick sixes in there, a couple big game-changing plays, and Wahoo has the opportunity to break big plays at times, which they did. And the other thing Coach Thompson, the Ashland Greenwood team, is they always get better throughout the year. So there's no doubt they're already going to be better than they were when they played Wahoo. But again, I know that we have the potential to be so much better than what we've shown so far. So that's what we got to focus on is improving who we are. And we talked to our guys, too, about this. And don't get hung up on, you know, we played Ashland every year since 2018. Two of those years we played them twice because we saw them in the playoffs as well. Obviously, that includes last year when we were able to beat them in the quarters. And so they're always a solid team. But when you play a team like that, don't get hung up on the AG on the helmet and who they are. We really just got to focus on it's another high school team like us working to get better. So don't make it bigger than what it is. We know it's a good opponent, but let's focus on that and not get caught up on the things you can't control with that. So, hopefully we can continue to do that throughout the week and be ready to put out our best performance so far this year.
Coach, I'll ask you a little bit about this. The physical side of football is one thing. The mental side is another. The kids at Auburn, it doesn't matter what the sport is in the last 5, 6, 10 years, I mean, they're just used to winning. At 0-3, what are you and the coaching staff having to talk to the team about just keeping the kids up and going? Because they're just not used to being 0-3 in any sport right now.
Yeah, I think when you're working with kids specifically, but really anyone, I think finding balance in a message is key. And so, you know, you don't want to get too far one way or the other. You don't want to make it feel okay to lose, especially like a game last week where I felt like we played well under our potential. But at the same time, you don't want to get to a point where guys are dropping their heads and getting down on themselves either. So finding the balance in that message of we can be a lot better, but it's not just going to happen. We got to take these things where we've struggled and improve on them. That's what we're trying to get across. So doing that through film, doing that through finding some drills within practice to improve areas where we've been weak. That's the way we're trying to get the message across there is again, just find that balance and knowing that, yeah, this isn't good enough, but we can get there. Don't hang your heads. Don't think that this is who we are. Let's work to improve every day and keep a positive mindset about what we're doing.
Yep, and remind all the Bulldog players and coaches and the fans, all the goals are still there because district play is coming up and a whole new season starts.
Yeah, and we have brought that up with – but understand the idea, too, that we don't want this week to be a throwaway week.
Right.
We think we got a great, great opportunity here with Ashland coming to our place to really show what where we've grown and come out with a win. And, above all else, again, showing improvement this week. So we want to be ready to compete against Ashland. But then, yeah, once you get to that district week, in a way, a new season kind of starts up. So, again, balancing the message is what we're trying to get across there.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Bulldogs Friday night.
Thanks, John.
That's our Auburn Coaches Show for this week.